Hi there, beautiful divine awakening souls. This is Nala Nguyen, your host for 3D to 5D consciousness. This channel is about helping you to expand your consciousness, getting you ready to become your 5D galactic being, and as well as a spot for galactic news. I want to thank you for tuning to this broadcast. If you're new here, a big welcome. Thank you to all the kind viewers and subscribers that tune in regularly, share my work, like and subscribe, as well as the generous souls that donate to my channel that allows me to continue doing this work for you and for the collective. Without any further ado, I want to dive right into talking about this week's talking points. There is a lot of exciting activity happening, starting with the major solar flares that's happening today. Today's Halloween. And there's a lot of activity right now coming from the sun, generating, ejecting a lot of gamma ray activity towards the Earth. This is exciting news because these gamma rays is going to really raise our vibration. It's going to change your DNA. There are some negative side effects, of course, but there are a lot of positive benefits from these gamma rays as well too. So I'm going to discuss both the negative and the positive, so that way you can be prepared for the influx of energy and you have the proper information how to take care of yourself, because you're going to need to take care of yourself during this time. Okay, so during this high wave of intense energy that's coming towards the planet, some of the negative side effects you're going to feel is it's going to have a tremendous effect on your nervous system. You're going to have heart palpitation, nausea, queasiness. It may affect your short-term memory. It can cause discomfort levels, cause you to become agitated, restlessness, apprehension, makes you feel out of balance. You're going to feel very irritable, some of you. Sometimes you can be very lethargic. You're going to feel very tired. It's going to activate and open up the pineal gland and pituitary glands. So as a result of it triggering these two glands, you're going to find out that it's going to have an effect on your sleep pattern. So during the night, you're going to be wide awake, whereas during the day, you're going to feel like you're very tired, you're very lethargic. So yesterday, this was having a major effect on my system. I was feeling very tired throughout the whole entire day. Had to sleep for like hours and hours throughout the day, but then at nighttime I was like wide awake. So this is gonna have a lot of effect on your system. Just be prepared to ground yourself if you're in a location that allows you to go outside and ground yourself with your bare feet to the ground. If you can't ground yourself because of the weather or the environment, you may want to wear some crystals that are grounding, like black tourmaline, shungite, and a few other dark, like tiger eye as well too, a few other crystals that can help ground your energy. Because if you don't ground your energy, you're going to get fried. Basically, you know, you're going to have a lot of negative side effects as a result of these higher frequencies coming to the planet. Now, the positive from these gamma rays coming to the Earth is that these gamma rays affect our brain waves. It's going to help increase our alertness. We're going to be more spiritually awaken and heighten. Gamma brain waves have been shown to produce new neurons like crazy, which means that it's going to have an effect on the frontal cortex, thus increasing our capacity for intelligence. So we're going to become more intelligent as a result of these gamma frequencies. In addition, it's going to affect the hippocampus, which is increasing our capacity for memory storage and retrieval. So which means we're going to be able to remember easier, retrieve information faster, making us more intelligent and affecting our ability to learn, which, you know, for myself, I learn very quickly. So these gamma rays are going to really help us increase our intelligence, make us more psychic, open up our third eye, and our crown chakra is going to really kick up the spiritual awakening to another new level. So literally these higher frequency is powering up our brain. We're going to be able to tap into more of our creative powers, our intuition, get easier downloads. It's going to be faster to connect to your higher self. I know I'm already receiving some of the benefits of it. Understand that even though there are some negative side effects because our body is changing, our DNA is changing, that I think the benefits outweigh the negative side effects. The other thing I want to share regarding the gamma brain frequencies is that it's very healing. So if you are going through some type of trauma, you're going through some type of depression, and you're in a very low state of vibration, or you have mental illness, these people have very low gamma brainwaves. So you want to invest in listening to meditation soundtrack that is higher in gamma brainwaves. This is going to get you out of your depressive state. It's going to help heal traumas. It's also going to help you overcome PTSD. So I've been looking into this. There is a website that I'm going to share that you can go on. This is the website you want to check, and you can download a few tracks. I think they have 6 tracks for free that you can download, and you can have it on your phone and get into the habit of meditating regularly, increasing your gamma brainwaves. This is, by the way, also the channeling state. So when you're channeling, you are in the gamma brainwave frequency range. So channeling is not just the state where you're downloading information from extraterrestrial. It's actually a state where you are very into doing a particular activity that you enjoy doing. So if you're really into doing something that you love doing, you're actually accessing this gamma wave frequency range. So remember that. So you want to live your life in this state of frequency. So that way you're accessing this frequency range and you can get more insights, and it's easier for you to connect with your higher self. This is basically the range where you have more heightened spiritual awareness and spiritual downloads. Okay. Now, moving on to the next talking point, I want to share some exciting news coming out of a small town in Ontario. I mean, this town is very small. It has a population of only 3,000 people. But the town people have united, and they are refusing to comply with Doug's Ford Vax Pass. I mean, this is really great news that such a small town that is awakened, they are defiant, they are resistant to his tyrannical vax pass, and they are refusing to comply to any of these mandates. So this is great news that not all people in Ontario is going to bow over and bend over to Doug Ford's mandates. So if more Canadians can be like this and unite, if this is happening in a very small town, the small town is called North Huron in the Windham community, this gives you a lot of hope and a lot of inspiration that other small communities can do the same. You know, the people there, especially the leadership there, need to make a stand up against this tyranny. It's only through collective disobedience that is going to take down the cabal and take down this whole entire NWO agenda. On an individual level, it's not going to have the same type of effect. So as more people become more awakened, the soul thirst is going to help with their awakening, but they need to unite. This is one of the main problems I see right now in the collective, is that not enough people are uniting and standing up for their rights and just making a stand. You know, this is the time to do it. And if a small town can do this, that means this should give people a lot of inspiration and hope that other small towns can do the same thing, especially in Ontario. Because right now I see in Ontario, they are quickly rolling out the black UV lights to identify people who are not vaccinated. People think that they're rolling all these UV lights to identify the vaccinated people, the people that have been marked, but it's actually for the unmarked people, because you are the ones that are a threat to the system. The ones that are marked, they're compliant, they're already mind controlled, they're already controlled, they're easy programmable, they're going to be controlled by the 5G network. It's for the people that are not marked that they should be concerned. So people in Toronto, you need to start figuring out a plan, how you're going to resist and how you're going to take down the system. Because if you allow them to install these UV lights, these 5G towers everywhere, that they have a whole entire system to control the population, then it's going to be hard to really fight them, because you have not only the population that's mind controlled, zombies that you have to fight, but you also have to fight against the system, the technology that they are rolling out for their control. Now, move on to some good news. It's kind of good, it's kind of bad. The good part is that, you know, Fauci's being exposed right now in the media for all his crimes that he's committing. towards animals and also towards children and infants. I mean, this is what is great about the situation right now, because karma is coming for him, and it's coming for him very, very fast and hard. So here are some crimes that are being exposed in the media right now. We have the animal cruelty crimes, where he is experimenting on puppy beagles, subjecting them to animal cruelty, cutting off their vocal cords, sedating them, putting them into cages where they are being attacked and eaten alive by sand flies. I mean, this is really, truly horrendous stuff that we are hearing about. Here's a clip I want to share with you, with Governor DeSantis denouncing his leadership role at the NIAID, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Here's the clip.
You can't have mad scientists running around playing God like this and then come to find out what else is Fauci and NIH doing. They're doing cruel experiments on puppies. What they were doing with those puppies is flat out disgusting. It's despicable. That needs to stop. I cannot believe American tax dollars would go to treat those dogs the way those dogs were being treated. And, you know, I really think Fauci needs to be held accountable. These people, these bureaucrats, they don't get to just run wild and do whatever the hell they want to with our tax dollars. And so from funding gain of function research to treating these puppies with really unimaginable cruelty, I think that whole lot of them need to be cleaned out, and we need to be standing up for the American taxpayer and doing things ethically and not doing things like gain-of-function research, and certainly not abusing puppies. Thank you.
Fauci spent $1.6 million of taxpayers' money in doing this experiment where he was subjecting 44 beagle puppies to this type of animal cruelty. It's absolutely horrific, the kind of crimes he's committing against these animals. It's not only these puppies he has tortured, he has also tortured primates. In one experiment, he was torturing small monkeys. They were doing psychological experiments where they were psychologically torturing them with fake snakes and spiders, knowing that these primates are absolutely terrified of these creatures, but they subjected these poor primates to these psychological experiment just to observe their reaction. I mean, this is not anything that's going to be benefiting society. How is it benefiting society torturing primates to the point where they actually incur brain damage? These experiments costed $100 million since 2007. So we have a lot of society problem in United States, yet they gave Fauci $100 million to torture monkeys so they can watch what happens and how these primates react. Now, the PETA vice president had this statement to say about Fauci. He is spending billions of dollars on studies that include infecting, cutting up dogs, frightening monkeys, and addicting mice on cocaine that don't lead to cures or vaccines, while humans die of Alzheimer's, HIV, cancer, multiple sclerosis, ALSD, and many other deadly ailments. So that's a very good point that she brought up, that he's given all this money and he's basically squandered it, torturing animals. I mean, is this really helping the public? How is this serving the public? I don't understand how this is serving the public. The only thing that I see this doing is just generating a lot of louche for these demonic forces. And I think this is actually what they're going after. They're torturing these poor animals to the point where they are incurring severe trauma to the soul of these animals, and it's generating so much louche for these demonic forces, because there's no benefit from doing this for the collective. There's nothing but a waste of taxpayers' money and causing a lot of harm and karma not only for himself, but he's traumatizing a lot of animals needlessly. I mean, this is complete animal cruelty. But this is not only the sad part. He's also done these type of experiments on humans, on babies and infants and children. In one experiment where he was conducting experiments for the AZT drugs, they were taking infant babies from a children's center. It's called the Incarnation Children's Center in New York. And they were taking babies from these mothers that were positive for HIV. But mind you, these HIV tests were faulty. They were defective, like these PCR tests. So when you are pregnant, it tends to give a false positive saying that you have HIV, but it's not really true. It's like you have hormonal imbalances. A lot of things can trigger these HIV tests to give it a false positive. So a lot of these mothers pass away due to their drug addictions. And what do? They take these children, which were mostly Black, Hispanic, and from poor communities, and they drug them up. They give them very, very toxic drugs. I mean, AZT was a very toxic drug, and they inject these babies with these drugs just to observe the side effects, what happened to these babies before they put this drug on the market. I mean, this is how cruel and sadistic this guy was to allow these type of experiments to be done on animals, on infants. I mean, these drugs were so toxic that they were known to cause genetic mutation, organ failure, bone marrow death, bodily deformations, brain damage, and fatal skin disorders. I mean, how can you do this to an infant, a defenseless baby that's completely abandoned by parents, society, and they take the most vulnerable, most innocent baby that you can have, and he subjected them to this type of cruelty. This is so much trauma that's being done to this poor infant. And this man is supposed to be a doctor. He's being exposed right now as being a prolific mass murderer, an animal killer, a torturer, a baby killer as well too. And now here's another experiment that's being exposed in primetime news and Fox News, that the scalps of 5 months old infants that were aborted, and they grafted these scalps and attached them to lab rats. Yes, this is what he did. This is what he was using taxpayers' money to fund. So I want to share with you that Fox News clip right now.
See how much longer they could keep them growing for. And you can actually see the photographs in the published study of little baby scalps grafted onto the backs of lab rats growing little baby hairs. Those would have been the little hairs growing on the heads of little infants in Pittsburgh if they hadn't been killed by abortion and then stitched onto lab rats for experimentation. This study was funded by a grant, by multiple grants, from the NIAID office, which is run by Dr. Anthony Fauci. And when I was undercover, Planned Parenthood abortion providers told me that they were the ones who were supplying the aborted baby body parts for experiments at the University of Pittsburgh.
This is one of those stories we almost hesitated to do because it is so grotesque, but it seemed like in the public interest to tell the truth about what's happening. Has Fauci
absolutely
accounted for this?
No, and Dr. Anthony Fauci owns every bit of this study because as the head of, and owns every bit of this issue because as the head of the NIAID office, the buck stops with him in terms of how those grants are spent, whether they're being monitored and made sure that they're ethically and legally and just compliant as far as good stewardship of taxpayer money. The fact that they were using scalps from five-month-old aborted babies, that means that the heads of those children probably needed to be intact in order to get the scalps, which is an indication that those are either partial birth abortion or even infants delivered alive and whole. Did anybody at Dr. Fauci's office ever ask the researchers at Pittsburgh, hey, how are you getting those scalps? How are you getting whole scalps from the heads of fetuses without a partial birth abortion? I think that Dr. Fauci should be brought in front of the Senate or in front of the United States Congress and ask those questions directly about what his office did to make sure that these grants and that these barbaric experiments were in compliance with all the applicable federal laws and regulations for those federal taxpayers.
As you can see from that news clip, it is absolutely shocking, disgusting, and very sadistic, the type of experiments that this man was conducting and misusing the taxpayers' money for. The Alliance right now is exposing these crimes in preparation for the collective conscious to know the crimes against humanity that's being done to these babies and these children for the adrenaline production. This is already pretty shocking for a lot of us who are awakened to hear that the level of evil, the level of darkness that was being carried on this planet, that such innocent babies, animals were subjected to such severe cruelty. This is very, very hard for me to even speak about because I'm very empathic and I feel the energy of these beings. So right now, there are a lot of things that's being exposed in the collective conscious because it is the cycle, it is the season for reaping your karma. So we had a period of time where people were sowing and putting things out into the universe. You know, you reap what you sow. This is what karma is all about. And Fauci has been sowing nothing but animal cruelty, subjecting innocent babies to this type of torture, abuse, and killing many civilians, many innocent souls needlessly for his experimentation. So as a result of sowing such evilness into the collective conscious and also creating a lot of karma for himself, now is the reaping season. Whatever people have done, whether it's good or bad, they're going to be reaping their karma right now. So if you've done harm, you've hurt other people, you stole, you lied, you cheated, you backstabbed, you misused taxpayers' money doing these type of grotesque experiments, the karma is coming back for these people, and it's coming back in a major way, times 10, 20 fold. If you sold good deeds, your karma is going to be magnified by 20 times. So you're going to be receiving good karma. So for the people who sold nothing but negative deeds, like what Fauci has done, it's going to be really bad for him. But right now, it's just the beginning. The crimes that are being exposed is just the tip of the iceberg. I don't think he's going to be able to walk on the street again because the people are going to be so upset and disgusted by his actions that they're going to probably attack him as soon as they see his face. I'm serious, because the karma that's coming for him, it's going to be very severe. This is what you call divine justice. A lot of people out there who have different faith, different religion, they don't believe in karma because they don't have it in their religion. But karma is taught in different religion through different type of teaching. So in Christianity, you hear the expression, you reap what you sow. That's another way of saying it's karma. In other teachings, you might hear this, the saying, you know, what goes around comes around. Another teaching you hear to say, you're saying you get what you put out. What you do to others, you're doing to yourself. So these are all different type of expression to share the same universal law, which is the law of karma, that you can't do the things you're doing to other people without having to face the consequences for your action. How else would a soul learn to grow? The only way a soul is going to be able to grow from their mistakes is when they're feeling the consequences for their actions they have done to other people. This is how, you know, source have set up the structure of existence. So that way we all souls have an opportunity to grow, spiritually grow, and feel the effects of our action, of what we're doing to other people and other living beings. It's not just people, it's other living beings have soul too. They have consciousness. And if you go around harming other living beings, whether it's a tree, an insect, an animal, right now would be the harvest season for reaping the karma for those things. Okay, so I want to share that information. So it's good and bad. I mean, it's horrific to hear this kind of information, but it's good because now he's reaping the karma that he richly deserves. Okay, moving on to the next talking point. Trump's new social media, Social Truth, is getting a lot of attention right now. There's a lot of excitement. There's a lot of energy and enthusiasm with this new platform because people can't wait to jump on it and express their opinions, share their truth. As a result of all this excitement and enthusiasm, the media is already going on the defense and attacking the social media platform before it's launching. So someone sent me an article saying that Trump's social media has ties to Wuhan connection. So naturally, when they heard this, you know, they felt very discouraged. They feel like Trump betrayed them and that this new social media platform can't be trusted. So I want to share my feedback and my thoughts on this situation so that way you can get my take on it. So the information that's being spread right now on the MSN is that Patrick Orlan, which is the financier behind his platform, has ties to Wuhan. I mean, he has a company based in Wuhan, China. The company is called Yun Hong International, and it is incorporated in the Cayman Islands. So for me, when I saw this, I'm like, yeah, and so that's natural. A lot of these people who are making hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars, when they're in this stratosphere of making this kind of money, everybody's doing business with China. So it would be natural for a businessman of his caliber to have an office, to have business ties to China. Everyone who's making a lot of money is doing business with China. So for me, this doesn't say a whole lot. I mean, it doesn't really say a whole lot about Trump or feeling discouraged that he has ties with Wuhan. That's not true. Anybody who's involved in finance, especially the kind of money that this person is generating and raising, will have business ties with China. That is just the name of the game. I mean, people just need to accept that and just not have this type of veil that you shouldn't do business with China and Wuhan. A lot of these businessmen, they do business because this is where the money is created. Everything is involving China, and this is the reason why when China goes down, there are going to be a lot of people that are going to be affected by this financial collapse. Another thing that is very exciting is that RightForge, this is the hosting company that is going to be hosting this massive platform. They are building and laying the groundwork for this new social media platform. They're laying the foundation to allow 75 million users to sign up to be a part of this platform. I already know that these dark ones, they're probably going to plan an attack on these servers so that way they can take down the website before it gets off the ground. This is how the dark one usually operate, right? When there is real competition entering the marketplace, that's going to threaten their dominance and control of the mainstream media. They do all type of just black hat attacks to eliminate the competition before it even gets a chance. So expect more media coverage that is negative, that's going to be attacking his social media platform in order to discourage people from signing up, in order to discourage people from trusting the brand, and to discourage people from just wanting to join. So this is part of the game. This is part of the name of the game. You know, we're in a spiritual war. They're trying to get as many people as possible to be distrustful of Trump, move away from him. I know a lot of influencers are talking negatively about him. I still stand by him because I know that he is a twin flame. He's part of the Twin Flame Collective. I can tell because he's very spiritually protected. If he wasn't spiritually protected, he would be gone by now. Okay, the dark ones, if they want you gone, they'll take you out. And he's very spiritually protected. This is the reason why, no matter the kind of challenges or the obstacles he's facing, he always comes out victorious. It's because he has ancestors, he has angels, archangels, as well as the other different type of galactics that's working behind the scene, protecting him and his family. So just that fact alone, I can see that he's very spiritually protected. That should give people the inclination that he's part of the light. He was and never was a part of the dark. And I know there's a lot of false rumors, a lot of false theories that are being spread about him, but I can see through my own perception that he's very well protected and he's very blessed. You can see that his lifestyle, his family, and everything about him, he's blessed and he's protected. And that's only through the grace of God that this is happening. Okay. Now, moving on to the next talking point. I want to share with you a clip of a newspaper in UK just giving raw facts regarding the Mark of the Beast shot. I mean, this is the first time we've seen this type of facts, this type of research and data being shared in the newspaper, the local newspaper. And then I found out that it was actually one of my audience member that placed an ad in this newspaper. Yes, he took out an 800-pound advertising in his local newspaper to make it known to the people that these shots were toxic, they were killing people, and they were causing millions of injuries throughout the world. So he put out this ad in two local newspapers, the smaller ones that don't have these type of limitations. And this is a very generous and very good deed that this man did to help bring more awareness to collective consciousness. It's actually a really good idea. So if if there are people in my audience who have this type of financial capability and they want to replicate this type of action, it's a great idea to contact your local newspaper, get out this information, because you know they're not going to put it out on their own free will. So it's up to the people to do this to awaken other people. And if you're one of these people who do not have money and you want to still take the initiative, you can also create a campaign in one of these platforms like GoFundMe or some other campaign that you can think of that's not so compromised, and raise some money to pay for the advertising, so that way we get the truth to the people and the information is being circulated to the collective conscious. I mean, this is a great idea. So I want to share with you that information so that way people get excited and be inspired to take action on their own. There's more than one way to resist and to help the collective conscious become more awakened. This is just one great way of doing it. Another great way that I saw the French protesting was that it was a group of protesters that stormed a shopping place, and they took the shopping cart filled up with a bunch of goods, and then they abandoned it before the checkout just to show the shop that they are in defiance and they are rebelling against the vaccination pass and that they're not going to comply. So this is another form of protesting that you can do that will help you avoid the whole confrontation with the police force. And you can do it in a small group, 20, 30 people, 10 people, whatever the number is, to make a really strong collective message that you're not going to be tolerating this. And another thing you can do too, to make sure that these shops are being affected by their bottom line, is that you can also start to shop online too. Maybe shop on eBay. Get your goods on eBay so you can avoid the whole entire discrimination that's being implemented with this Mark of the Beast system. I know in Australia, many people have a hard time doing just basic shopping because they're being discriminated against because they don't have the vax pass, right? So now take your money online, shop online. This is also a perfect opportunity for people to be self-employed. Open your own eBay shop. Open whatever shop you want to open online and help serve these people who are being discriminated against. It's a perfect opportunity for you to be in business online as well too now. Okay. Now, moving on to the next talking point. In America right now, the hospitals are being flooded with patients that are suffering from acute organ failures and debilitating symptoms. Of course, this is happening as a result of the rollout of the Mark of the Beast shot. It's not being reported in the mainstream media, but I want to cover this topic because one of my audience member emailed me and said that it's not being reported, but there is a higher number of children that are being admitted to these hospitals with inflammation to the appendix. And as soon as I heard this, I'm like, oh no, this is terrible news. This is awful to hear that the appendix is being attacked. You don't want to get appendicitis because it can cause death. If it's not treated in the proper timing, it can lead to death. And it's very painful. And you don't want to go through this ordeal. Not a lot of people know about this. So I'm going to share this information so you're aware of how dangerous it is to have your appendix removed. So right now, these shots are causing inflammation towards all types of organs in the body, but it's now targeting people's appendix. And the appendix is where all of the immune cells are being stored. It is the safe house for these good bacteria in the gut. It is also the safe house for natural killer T cells, B cells, as well as macrophages. They are stored in the appendix. So when the appendix is being inflamed, is being attacked, is attacking these, you know, all of the good bacteria, all of the T cells and B cells that's actually there to help boost your immune system, boost your immunity. So right now, your immune system is under severe attack if these people have decided to take the Mark of the Beast shot. So the T cells are responsible for killing and eating, bacteria and viruses. The B cells is what's actually responsible for production of antibodies. So these cabal agents have produced a shot that's causing a war at a cellular level, targeting your entire immune system. And they have specifically targeted the appendix now. So that way, if you get the appendix inflamed, infected, and is now being ruptured or whatever is happening to your appendix, they have to remove that appendix. And guess what's going to happen to your immune system? It's going to be compromised. Your body doesn't have now a safe house to store the T cells, the B cells, the macrophages. So now you have a very compromised immune system that if you get sick, if you get the slightest illness or whatever condition you contract through contacting other infectious people, you're not going to be able to fight these infections. So this is very, very bad news to hear that children's appendix are being compromised and they have to have it removed. You don't want to have this thing removed. It's very, very important for your immunity and being strong overall. And you want to have this appendix intact and functioning healthy. So that way you have a very strong immune system and you're able to fight off any type of illness, disease that's coming your way. So I want to share that information because not a lot of people is aware of this. It's not being reported anywhere. I'm only making this connection because someone emailed me and informed me what is happening to these children and some of the people who have taken these shots. Now let's move on to the next talking point. I want to share with you a very powerful clip from Senator Josh Hawley blasting Attorney General Garland for weaponizing the DOJ, the FBI, attacking parents who are vocal at these school board meetings. In the clip, he's obviously very distressed and very upset that this AG is weaponizing the DOJ, attacking parents and prosecuting parents because they have serious concerns, they have legitimate complaints regarding the safety of their kids in school and what they're being indoctrinated with, what they're being taught. So in this clip, the senator is basically blasting him and calling for his resignation. Okay, here's the clip.
With it has United States Department of Justice on the top of it, and you're telling me you haven't seen it?
Who's the memo from, Senator?
The United States Department of Justice, United States Attorney for the District of Montana.
I have not seen a memo from the District of Montana.
High enough priority for you?
That's not the question. I don't.
It is the question. Answer my question. Is it not a high enough priority for you when you're threatening parents with 13 different federal crimes? These aren't crimes of violence. You've testified today. You're focused on violence. That's not what your U.S. attorneys, they work for you. That's not what they're saying. You haven't seen it because it's not a high enough priority or what?
Question of priority. No one has sent me that memo, so I haven't seen it.
What do you mean no one has sent you the memo? You run the United States Department of Justice, do you not?
There are 115,000 employees of the Department of Justice.
Indeed, and you are in charge of every one of them. And this was a sufficiently important case that you issued a memo. You, over your signature, issued a memo involving the FBI and the Department of Justice in local school boards, local school districts. Your U.S. attorneys are now threatening prosecution with 13 different crimes, but it's not a high enough priority for you. It got lost in the mix.
I'll send again. I've never seen that memo.
It wasn't. That's what concerns me, General Garland.
Well, it wasn't sent to me. I hope you will assure your constituents that what we are concerned about here is violence and threats of violence.
That only leads me to conclude, General Garland, all I can conclude from this is either that you're not in control of your own department, or that more likely what I think to be the case is that you knew full well that this is exactly the kind of thing that would happen. When you issued your memo, when you involved the Department of Justice and all of its resources, and the FBI and all of its resources, in local school boards and local school districts, you knew that federal prosecutors would start collecting crimes that they could use against parents. You knew they would advise state and local officials that these are all of the ways parents might be prosecuted. You knew that that was the likely outcome. And that's exactly what's happened. And we're talking about parents like Scott Smith, who's behind me over my shoulder. This is a father from Loudoun County, Virginia. Here he is at a school board meeting. He was forcibly restrained. He was assaulted. He was arrested. Why? Because he went to an elected school board meeting. He's a voter, by the way. He went to an elected school board meeting to raise the fact that his daughter was assaulted, sexually assaulted, in a girl's restroom by a boy. This is what happened to him. Now, you testified last week before the House that you didn't know anything about this case. I find that extraordinary because the letter that you put so much weight on, the letter that's now been retracted, it cites this case. It cites Mr. Scott's case directly. There's a news article cited in the letter. It's discussed in the letter, but you testified you just couldn't remember it. Maybe this will refresh your memory. Do you think people like Scott Smith, you think parents who show up to complain about their children being assaulted ought to be treated like this man right here?
Parents who show up to complain about school boards are protected by the First Amendment.
Do you think that they ought to be prosecuted in the different ways that your U.S. attorneys are identifying?
If what they're doing is complaining about what the school board is doing, policies, curriculum, anything else that they want to, as long as they're not committing threats of violence, then they should not be prosecuted, and they can't be.
Let me ask you about this. Several of my Democrat colleagues have today, just today in this hearing, multiple times have compared parents who show up at school board meetings, like Mr. Smith here, have compared them to criminal rioters. You think that's right? You think that a parent who shows up at a school board meeting, who has a complaint, who wants to voice that complaint, and maybe she doesn't use exactly the right grammar, you think they're akin to criminal rioters? Do you agree with that?
I do not, and I do not remember any senator here making that comparison.
Oh, really? These people are just like the folks who came here on January 6th and in the riot at the Capitol?
I don't think they were referring to the picture that you're showing there.
Well, I certainly would hope not, but they were referring to parents who go to school board meetings. Mr. Smith is a parent who went to a school board meeting. I'll leave it at this, General Garland. You have weaponized the FBI and the Department of Justice. Your U.S. attorneys are now collecting and cataloging all the ways that they might prosecute parents like Mr. Smith because they want to be involved in their children's education and they want to have a say in their elected officials. It's wrong. It is unprecedented, to my knowledge, in the history of this country. And I call on you to resign. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
So this is a really great news clip to share with you because this was a powerful senator that made it clear that he is not going to be tolerating and allowing this AG to weaponize the DOJ to attack parents that have legitimate concerns about the safety of their kids. It's absolutely grotesque and horrific the kind of treatment these parents are being subjected to when they're being vocal and they have a right to express their concerns. They are legitimate. And not only this AG needs to be fired, but there needs to be an investigation called for his conduct because it's assault what he's doing. He's weaponizing the DOJ to assault these parents and to allow these type of crimes to be committed in school. School is not a place for crimes such as rape to be committed and to be brushed under the rug like it didn't exist. And what he's doing is absolutely wrong. So I applaud Senator Josh Hawley for doing the right thing, speaking out very harshly about it and calling for his resignation. Okay. Now, moving on to the next talking point. Some good news regarding Indonesia. They have legalized ivermectin, and because they have legalized ivermectin, there has been a sharp decrease in the spread of this COVID-19 flu. This is great news because we're seeing now a change in consciousness. There are a few governments right now that are recognizing the benefits of using ivermectin. We have Japan, India, Indonesia. I know there's a country in South America that is using it as well too. So we're seeing these countries and these governments right now moving away from the very toxic mark of the beast shot and turning towards ivermectin to help curb this flu problem that we're having in the collective consciousness. So that's some good news I want to share with you, that not all governments are compromised and they're a part of this NWO agenda. And the fact that we're seeing about three or four governments that have made a complete 360 degree turn and saying that we're not going to be touching this toxic vaccine, this so-called vaccine, and we're going to be using ivermectin. And it's good. You know, it's very good because ivermectin is a lot cheaper, a heck of a lot more safer. And it's a drug that's been around for years and has won the Nobel Prize. So now we have definitive proof that this drug works and there's absolutely no need for people to be even taking this shot. So spread the information so that way more and more people become awakened and aware that if you get the flu, especially this type of flu, ivermectin can cure within 24 hours, that there's nothing to be afraid of. So you help people move out this frequency of fear and give them, you know, the correct information so they can restore their health in a safe and effective manner. Now, moving on to the next talking point, I want to share with you an interaction that I had with an audience member. She approached me on Instagram. She was having a mental and emotional meltdown, very suicidal, depressed, and we started having a conversation. And it turns out that she's a twin flame. She's on this journey. It's very traumatic, and she's going through a lot of dark night of the souls. And we started talking, I started finding out that she has been watching a lot of low vibrational content, information that dropped her vibration, basically, you know, the flat earth theory that made her very confused, not really sure what shape is the planet. She started questioning God, like, why is God, where is God? Why is he allowing all these type of atrocity? Why doesn't God interfere and stop all this type of chaos and madness that's going on the planet? So basically, she was at a point where she was not believing in God, suicidal, not very happy, distrustful of people, just in a very dark place. And I was there listening to her stuff, but I was not being very sympathetic or empathetic towards her situation, because I see her situation as being something that she induced upon herself. And I call her attention to that. I said, you are doing this to yourself by choosing the wrong information to consume, by choosing the belief systems that you're having, by choosing the attitudes that you are entertaining, and also by choosing the type of perspective that you're choosing to believe in. So all of this is a result of your own doing. It has nothing to do with God. It has nothing to do with your external reality. Stop blaming other people. Stop blaming the forces of nature for what you're feeling, what you're going through. You need to take accountability for how you're feeling. So naturally, she didn't like my answer because she felt like I was not being very sympathetic towards the way she was feeling. I know this type of game. This is the game that the ego likes to play. It is looking for some type of sympathy and empathy for what she's going through. And when I see a person in a victimhood consciousness, like what she's operating right now, I don't like to enable people to continue living in this type of victimhood consciousness. And I like to show them tough love. So at that moment in time, I was showing her tough love. And the tough love that I was showing her was that I was calling her attention to the actions that she was doing. And I'm sharing this story because I see many people in the collective consciousness doing the same thing. They allow themselves to watch very low vibrational content that drop their vibration, that completely put them in a path of darkness. And it's a result of their own actions. You know, you selected the videos, you selected the content, you chose to consume the content, you chose to believe the content, you chose to adopt an attitude that was not serving, you chose to have the perspective that you're having. So all of this is all your own doing. So I'm a type of person that if I see people in this type of vibration, I like to call their attention to it, and I like to help them raise their vibration by getting them to acknowledge that this is their own action, this is their own doing, to have accountability for themselves. Okay, so I want to share this because I see too many people in the collective conscious not having a high enough standards when it comes to consuming content. We all know we need to have a standard when it comes to consuming food. You know, you cannot eat junk food and expect to have a healthy body. You cannot put toxin into your system and expect it to be full of vitality, full of energy, be vibrant and beautiful. It's the same thing for your consciousness. You can't expect to give it very low toxic information, low vibrational information, and expect to feel happy, joy, abundant, you know, excitement. It's not going to happen. Okay. So this person was not very happy with me because of my answer. She felt like I was abandoning her and not really being sympathetic towards her situation. And I said, and To be honest, I have a lot of patience. Luckily, I have a lot of patience. This is why I was still dealing with this person. But if I wasn't caring, I didn't care about her, I could have easily checked out the conversation. And this conversation was like 30, 40 minutes long. So what happened was that she's told me that I was the only person that she listened to. I was the only person that she trusted. She didn't trust anybody. She didn't believe anybody. I asked her, you saying to me that you trust me and you only listen to me, you wouldn't be in the state that you're in right now. Because if you listen to my videos, you listen to the content I put out, you would not be in this vibration. It's because you're not listening to my content. It's because you're not listening to my videos. You're watching some low vibrational video that's put you in this state. So that statement alone got her to awaken that it was her choices, her action, and her not actually listening to me. Even though she claims she listens to me, even though she claims she trusts me, she was actually not listening to anything that I was saying in my videos. And she didn't really understand it at a deep level. So how I was able to help her really raise her vibration was that I told her, you need to stop listening to all this junk you're listening to, this nonsense, because it's not really helping you in your ascension journey. You need to focus all of your time, all of your energy on only my videos, especially my videos in the membership area, and especially the videos on my YouTube platform that are free, that is based on spiritual knowledge, because this is the information that's going to really help you change your reality and change your consciousness. I want you to only focus on these videos, and when you're watching these videos, I want you to take copious notes. Okay, just don't watch them for my entertainment. Take notes, and you need to apply this information. Okay, so I gave her these instructions and these guidance. So this happened a couple of weeks ago. So this event took place on a Tuesday, and then on a Friday, I get a message from her out of the blue. She sent me another message on Instagram. This is what she said. She said, Nyla, I just want to write and say how much I appreciate your time and energy the other day. Thank you. I was in real estate and your toughness was greatly appreciated to pull me out. Not sure why I sunk so deep on Tuesday, but I'm so grateful for your words, your time, your energy, and your teachings. I've been studying and taking notes and I've managed to pull myself together. Thanks to you, dear angel. I apologize for being in such a low frequency and bringing you down that day with me. I'm so thankful that you were tough with me to shake it out of me. Thank you, Darius. So I want to share with you that story because I am not a person that people should come to when they're operating in a very low state of consciousness, in victimhood consciousness, and they are doing it to themselves. I will demonstrate tough love to these people. I'm not a person that would be like all sympathetic, all, you know, empathetic, because if I allow myself to do that, I'm just appealing to their ego. This is what the ego wants to hear. It's not necessarily what they need to hear. What they need to hear is the truth. It's that they're doing this to themselves. I need to call attention to what they're doing for them to snap out of it. Okay? So if you're one of these people who like to consume very low vibrational content, you have compromised your frequency, you now are in a state of doubt, you're in a state of distrust, you don't know what to believe, you don't know who to believe, all this lower vibrational vibration that you're operating, you have to take responsibility for the way you are feeling, because it's all done by you. You made the choices you made. As a result, you have to deal with the consequences of your choices. If you choose to watch junk and nonsense and you drop your vibration, you're going to be put in a very low timeline. You're going to feel the consequences of that vibration. And some people will have suicidal thoughts. And for the Twin Flame Collective, they are very susceptible to this because they're very empathic. They take on vibration and energy quite easily, and they need to be very protective of their frequency and very, very selective of the information that they're passing into their consciousness. Okay? Now, similarly, if you are more cautious and more selective and have a certain standard of that kind of information that you allow to your consciousness, you're going to reap the benefits of that. For myself, I only like to listen to people who can produce evidence, facts, data, and high quality research. I will not listen to people who have baseless claims, baseless opinions, or low vibration opinions, or they're slandering other people without producing facts, without producing evidence. I'm not going to subject myself to that kind of low vibration. I suggest people have their own standards so that way they protect their frequency, they protect their energy. You don't want to be watching low vibrational videos that compromise your frequency. Your energy is very important. Okay, it should be very important to you, because if you allow yourself to go into this deep, dark state, you know, loose is going to be generated by your body. You're feeding the dark forces. You're not being a service to yourself, and you're not being a service to the collective. Okay, so this is a very important video I want to share with you, because a lot of people approach me, they share with me a lot of low vibrational content. It's because I have these type of boundaries that I don't subject myself to this type of information. So I suggest people, you know, figure out some boundaries that you have for yourself, so that way you spend your time wisely and you focus on things that are important for you. For this person, I was able to get her on the right track. She was able to pull herself out of that state. She's on the track of her spiritual awakening. She's healing herself. She now has, you know, a better outlook, a higher perspective. She's feeling positive. She's not feeling depressed. She finally feels like she has a purpose on this planet, other than feeling worthless and purposeless all this time, because she's a twin flame. She's very severely traumatized and abused. So a lot of these twin flames feel like this. You know, they come to me very traumatized, abused, depressed, and they don't know how to handle these type of feelings. They don't know how to heal themselves. So if you're in one of these twin flame journeys, and I know you're very traumatized and you're depressed, it's very important that you find the right healers, the right spiritual guidance, and you focus only that type of information to get yourself into that vibration, because the collective needs your vibration to be very healthy, high, so you can do your work here in anchoring the 5D new frequency for the planet. And my suggestion is, if you're a twin flame, my content in my VIP video is going to be very, very beneficial for healing. You know, you need this the most, more than anyone else, because the twin flame are here for planetary ascension. It is their frequency that is the most important for the planetary ascension, and you need to do a lot of work to clear up the trauma, to heal the trauma, to raise your vibration so you can lift up the collective energy for the planet. Okay, now before I wrap up the video, I want to share with you, there is a new video in my membership area. It's about how to recognize and pass your spiritual tests. This is a very important video, because we're constantly being spiritually tested on this planet. And if you don't know how to recognize when you're being spiritually tested, guess what's going to happen? You're going to make poor decisions in your life. And as a result of making poor decisions, you're going to change the direction of your destiny. You can completely change the direction of your destiny, because you made an incorrect decision that put you on a different path and a different timeline altogether, and it's taking you off the path of where you're meant to be. Okay? I know for my twin flame, he is very bad at recognizing spiritual tests. He's absolutely horrible at it. And he operates from the frequency of fear, and he only makes decisions from his ego. And as a result of making decisions from the ego and operating from the frequency of fear, you make very poor decisions. As a result of poor decisions you make, guess what happened? You fail the spiritual test, which means you didn't get your lesson, which means you incur a lot of karma for yourself, which means now this lesson has to come back again to you in a different format, and it's going to come back to you louder and stronger at more velocity and intensity. And if you still don't get it the second time, the third time, and the fourth time, guess what's going to happen? A crisis is going to happen. So there are a lot of people in the collective consciousness that they didn't get their spiritual test or the lesson the first time. As a result, things keeps on cycling. They don't know why they keep on attracting the same people into their life, the same circumstance. Why do I keep on attracting these type of abusive relationship? Why do I keep on attracting these bad, bad, toxic connections and these toxic? Why do I even have all this bad luck? It's not because, you know, you're a bad person. It's because you didn't learn your lesson. So the universe had to create more different scenarios for you to give you another opportunity for you to learn your lessons. And this is how the spiritual test comes in a form. It comes through the form of certain people that come into your life, certain events that are co-created. And if you learn to recognize it and you solve the lesson, you go within, you solve the lesson, then you can experience victory. That means you got a lesson. And, you know, there are benefits when it comes to passing your lessons. You get financial abundance. You get recognition. You get rewarded. You get respect. You get appreciation. You get victories, basically. But when you fail your spiritual tests, the opposite happens. You're going to be miserable. You're going to put in a timeline in a situation that you're stuck. You're depressed. You're not happy. It's because you didn't get the lesson that you need to get from these spiritual tests. So super important video for the collective consciousness. If you're going through certain difficulty right now, I can guarantee you it is a spiritual test for you. And you want to know how to pass these spiritual tests, check out the video in my membership area. Visit my website, www.3d25d.com, to become a member. The information is very, very valuable. It's going to help you overcome many type of difficult life situation that we're all going to be encountering one way or another. If you're going to go through this ascension journey, you're going to be spiritually tested a lot to see what you're made out of. So it's better you become aware and awakened to how these spiritual tests look like. So that way you're prepared and that you know how to pass these tests. Okay. So I want to thank you for tuning to this broadcast. I hope you enjoyed it. And I'll see you in the next one. Take care. Bye-bye.